Welcome to Federal Insights, sponsored by Okta.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Federal Insights. I'm Eric White. Improving an agency's digital services is one of the best ways for improving its customer experience. Those steps can include providing clear and concise information, streamlining navigation, and promptly addressing any issues or concerns that may arise. A recent ACT-IAC panel discussed how to make those strides while ensuring a secure environment for users. The panel was hosted by former GSA executive Martha Doris and included Vashon Citizen, chief of the Digital Services Division at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, as well as Jonathan Creighton, director of customer experience at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. You'll hear from Vashon first.
So I'm Vashon Citizen. I'm with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and essentially USCIS. We are the benefit-granting arm of DHS. So our customers are very broad and diverse. And so, for example, we service customers who are seeking to come to live, to work, or to study in the U.S. It also includes individuals that have been here for years as a permanent resident. They've decided they want to take that next step and become a U.S. citizen. In my specific division, I am responsible. I am the chief of our digital services division, which is responsible for really the digital experience for our customers. So that includes our website, as well as our online tools and our online filing. And for me, it's really important to provide a simple, easy, clear self-service experience. And so if you think about Amazon's and Uber, how you can just use your app to get what you need, that's my goal. So for really simple transactions and inquiries that our customers have, to be able to use our digital tools to get the information they need quickly and resolve their inquiry.
Thanks, Nikki. John?
Good morning, everyone. And so I work for Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, and I'm in the Cybersecurity Division. I am a section chief in Cybersecurity Division, even though our agency has a number of different important missions. And my office was created in June of 2020. And at CISA, we have a number of different customers. But where I sit in the organization, I am kind of at the program level, helping our large programs better interact and engage with other federal agencies. So for right now, the primary customers that I'm focused on are other federal agencies, and how can we improve our engagements? How do we learn more from them to ultimately improve our services and their cybersecurity postures? So it is a very interesting place being in one of the newest federal agencies in the federal government. We were created about 4 years ago under the Department of Homeland Security. So back to you, Martha.
Thanks, John. I mean, the mission of each of your agencies are so important to the country. And at this time, agencies are at very different maturity levels across the government when you think of implementing like the discipline and the strategies and methodologies of customer experience. And I thought it'd be nice to hear from you guys about how you talk to your leadership to gain traction and describe the value of customer experience, because it's so misunderstood and each of you have different customer bases. So why don't we start with Vashon? Because, you know, over time you've had, USCIS has had ups and downs, right? With regard to their focus on customers, for example. So we'll start there.
So for me, I always find that I'm most successful when you tie the experience of the customer back to operations. And there's always that tie and how ultimately at the end of the day, although it may require some investment to improve the customer experience, it's going to reduce costs internally, operationally.
Thanks, Vashon. John, you guys have the newest programs. And a different customer base and a different way of looking at it. Why don't you give us your take on it?
Yeah. So I first started working in the CX space at GSA's Office Customer Experience. And I remember when I was first exposed to CX and UX and principles and kind of all the work entails, I remember having people talk about bringing joy to their customers. And then I get to CISA and I realized very quickly that if I ever walked into a meeting and started talking about bringing joy to federal agencies, I would be immediately left out of the room. right? Like that's not something that would ever resonate with people. So I realized very early on that you had to focus on the with them, what's in it for me, what's in it for the people that are running our programs and are kind of owning the experiences with these federal agencies.
I think that concept also applies to, just to give people a little broader concept of it, to IRS and Census as well. So if it's easy to understand, it's in plain language, they know what they have to do, they're more likely to comply or participate in the programs that you want them to participate in, right? So all of that falls under that umbrella that we all know as customer experience. Thanks, John. I want to get into too, like how you're getting started with it in CISA as well, but we'll leave that for a little bit later. John, I think we had a question for you in the chat, if you want to answer it.
Yes. So I believe it was about who our customers are. So CISA has a number of different stakeholders, partners, customers, whatever you want to call them. I've found that, and I'll get to the question in a second, but I have found that sometimes the word customer can elicit a very negative reaction from people that I'm working with. So I try to get them to focus on the side of the experience side of things, that people on the other side of this service, this program, whatever it is you're doing, are having an experience with us. But getting back to who CISA's customers are, where I am working in a subdivision under cybersecurity division, our primary customers are other federal agencies like Department of Labor, USDA, HHS. We also, though, it's an interesting relationship because DHS is one of our customers as well, right? We have the ability to issue binding operational directives or emergency directives that are telling other agencies that they need to do certain things in the name of their cybersecurity. And that will apply to FEMA and TSA and USCIS, as well as DHS. So it creates very interesting relationships in many ways, especially when it comes to within DHS. But our customers are kind of the whole, what we refer to as the federal civilian executive branch, not DOD, not intelligence, but everybody else. That being said, and then I'll throw it back to you, Martha, is that there are other parts of the cybersecurity division that deal with industry and state and locals, and we're starting to expand there, and international countries and things like that. But where I'm focused right now is very much on other federal agencies.
That's Jonathan Craden, Director of Customer Experience at CISA. You also heard from Vashon Citizen, Head of the Digital Services Division with USCIS. We'll have more coverage of this recent ACT-IAC panel after a quick break. I'm Eric White.
The executive order on cybersecurity is a big step towards securing our nation through zero trust. It starts with identity, and Okta leads the way with a modern FedRAMP authorized identity cloud that supports NIST, CISA, and other zero trust standards. Okta centralizes identity and access, delivers strong multi-factor authentication, and integrates all your technologies with a vendor-neutral approach. Learn more at okta.com/fedzerotrust. That's okta.com/fedzerotrust.
We now continue our coverage of a recent ACT-IAC panel hosted by former GSA Executive Martha Doris, which included Vashon Citizen, Chief of the Digital Services Division at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and Jonathan Craden, Director of Customer Experience at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
Vashon, how has this kind of policy framework helped USCIS to address the customer issues and improve the digital services?
It's been great. I mean, honestly, I feel like, one, it's elevated the importance of CX throughout the entire agency. I will say at USCIS, I do feel like we've always tried to, design from the perspective of the customer. And so there's been lots of pockets of CX efforts, but through these more formalized, actions coming from administration, it has helped to elevate, also formalize, and also help us to institutionalize CX. So for example, most recently, our director's office has appointed a senior advisor for CX who is working across the agencies. They're really excited to be working with her. And she has a very deep immigration background which is awesome having someone come in with really kind of that fresh eyes to give us kind of her perspective on how we can improve CX. Also, the director that I that my office sits under essentially will be delegated kind of management responsibility. So we'll be working directly with the senior advisor around CX. And so those are just two like recent, very recent, like formal changes that I do feel like have been driven by the, you know, the focus on CX at administration level. Also want to point out DHS headquarters has been an amazing champion for us around CX. They have essentially a steering committee with representatives across DHS. We come together regularly. They also have provided a considerable amount of support and training around CX. So I just feel like overall, it has helped to truly elevate CX within the federal space and definitely within DHS.
Well, and there's components of these, you know, kind of threads and themes around diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility, digital first, and others. So I'm assuming that those have really helped like spotlight the digital work that you guys are doing.
Yeah, exactly. Especially around like usability testing, even like one of the, you know, efforts right now is to make sure that even outside of our digital products, right? We're doing usability testing. So we're looking at, for example, some of our paper forms as well. But also it is helping us to be able to leverage other resources. So obviously, like on our digital side, you know, we want to make sure we're building for all of our customers, not just the millennials and, you know, like the 20s and younger, right? We're building for everybody. And so it's that our services and our tools are really easy to use, easy to navigate. Also, literacy rates is another piece that we're really trying to do a better job at. You know, quite frankly, I still feel like our website is very verbose. So what can we do to make it, you know, easier for really all of our customers to understand and get the information that they need? Right now, languages is still a challenge for us. We offer our website in English and Spanish, and we do offer certain pockets of information in other languages. But what can we do to better support our customers from a language standpoint? And then we're trying to just partner with a lot of our community service partners. But no, there's still definitely things that we need to do and we want to do to make sure that the services that we provide are more inclusive.
The questions are coming in here. I think we have one for you, Vashon, about expanding on the digital tools that you mentioned and also how USCIS can have huge volume and variety of documents. Are there any plans to adopt intelligent document processing or process documents faster?
So in terms of the digital tools, a big focus for us is our account-based services. So we can provide quicker, more personalized services to you if we know who you are. So right now, some of our tools don't require you to be logged in. So it's very limited. And we're limited in the information we can give you because we want to make sure we're giving the information to the right person. So on our account side, we are looking to, one, we're working with our contact center to understand why are people calling? What are those major inquiries? And so, for example, I mentioned earlier the whole enterprise address service. That's like just one example of functionality that we can build within the account. We do usability testing on all of our services, kind of tied it back to the diversity and inclusion. Also, we do a lot of one-on-one interviews. We try to be broad in terms of how we reach out and get feedback from our customers and not just targeting like one or two populations. So those are some of the things we're trying to do. And in terms of like digitizing, excuse me, Martha, just to make sure I'm answering, is around like our paper forms. Can you just repeat the
just processing documents faster?
Yeah. So our backlog is, I would say, probably one of our number one priorities. So reducing our backlog of cases, getting in them faster. So it is an agency-wide effort. We have an actual whole operational efficiency working group that's also supporting that effort as well. So it's multi-pronged. It's looking at training for our adjudicators. It's looking at how we're intaking cases and that process. We're also looking at ways to get cases in quicker. We actually, for example, we have a working group that's working on just communicating to the public what information they need to submit so that we reduce what we call request for evidence. So if you're a customer and you submit a package, if it's missing information, right, then we have to go back out to you with what we need. So it's better educating the public on what's included and also looking at our lockbox operations as well as moving the digital space quicker. So it truly is a multi-pronged approach. I will say it is a top priority for the agency to reduce that backlog.
Thanks, Vishan. It's interesting that I'm sure the technology people think that you can apply technology to every problem to solve it. And, you know, what you said, educating your customers can actually be one of the ways that you can reduce volume in many different ways. John, over to you. And I want to talk a little bit more about this, like DHS-wide initiatives that are going on.
Yeah, so I want to pick up on a couple threads that were discussed. One is my dislike of the word customer. Dislike's probably too strong. I just find the use of the word customer is, it can be a distraction in my agency. This idea that the customer is always right. So I was on a panel with somebody from the IRS, and we all had ways in which we had bumped up against that same challenge, that same problem of like the hesitancy, the pushback that we would get from programs, from people, and trying to demonstrate, here's what CX looks like at our agency. Here's why we should care, is this frustration, this worry about, a concern about, well, the customer is always right. What is this going to mean? This is scary, because if the customer is always right, we're going to end up doing some stupid stuff that the customer wants us to do. I mean, that's not the case. It's ultimately, at the end of the day, a lot of what we're trying to do is break through the status quo. And that can be a huge challenge. There's a major change management piece to this. There's a major fear factor to this. And recognizing that there's a lot of these soft skills that are going to be needed by the folks on this panel right here. And what I've tried to do, with some successes, some hits, some misses, is demonstrate, here's what this looks like at CISA. Here's what it means in practice. We can spend a lot of time talking at people, but where I am now 2 years into building this is I've got to show people. Like I got to show people, here's what it looks like and here's why it matters for what you're trying to do. So I don't know if that answered your question, Martha, but I just wanted to follow up. I thought there was some great points that were raised by the other panelists that I wanted to make sure I...
Well, I think having a PMA and the executive order also bring the political and the career staff together towards a common vision, right? Which it's very difficult if the vision is somewhere else and you're the person trying to do customer experience. So I think that's been a very helpful aspect of it as well. I'm going to switch over to, we've got some technology questions, and I have a technology question about, you know, it is an important enabler to delivering services. It's not the only thing, but what role does technology play in improving services? What are you thinking about in your agency? Are there any technologies that you're looking to pilot that you haven't really brought up so far? Any other technology you want to talk about that you're kind of thinking about looking at?
I did want to mention, because I did see there's a question about security approach to CX, and I wanted to say that our account is, I feel like, kind of falls in that realm in terms of, we are trying to transition most of our like tools behind the account. So one, it does provide a more secure environment for you, the customer, and also allows us to provide more personalized service because we know exactly who you are. And so, for example, so just to back up, even though I know it's a pain, we did focus group like years ago about like our case status like capability, and customers like, well, we like the, you know, we hate having to reset our password and I forget my password. And I do realize that that's a pain. So we're trying to work on improving that process. So it's very simple if you have those kind of technical issues. But on the plus side, if you're behind the account, we can provide much more robust personalized service. We are working on some more enhanced identity management technologies that have not been rolled out yet. And especially for like attorneys and representatives from companies who are not the underlying like applicant, where we don't have biometrics. So we're looking at better identity management. But all in all, to bring it back to CX, we want to provide a better, more personalized experience. So that's really kind of the end goal for us by moving more of those services behind the account.
Thanks, Vishan. John, you and I have had numerous conversations about this balance between an experience and security. And, you know, for people who are out there thinking the priority is cybersecurity, we don't really think about it from an experience. Do you have anything you want to share about that? I mean, we've talked about bringing both CX seems to be the same place cybersecurity was several years ago, right? Bringing everybody together at the beginning.
Yeah, it is a, I think CX and cybersecurity are often, that's where my head goes to when we talk about security is cybersecurity. I think they might be brothers from another mother or something like that, because a lot of times they're looked as just, oh gosh, we got to think about security. We got to think about, like, it's an added burden to what it is somebody's trying to get done. And that, I think, is something that CX, it's a challenge that we've faced as well. It's seen as something that is, we'll get to it. It's a nice to have. And I would argue that, no, it's not a nice to have. It's a need to have. And if you need to be aware of the expectations of the experiences of those people, those customers on the other side of the thing you're doing, or else you really can't be sure that you're doing the right thing, right? Without research, we have a saying, without research, it's oftentimes just luck. And so we're trying to move as far left in the process, as early in the process, to ask questions. And that's one of the things that we're doing, is to try to get to be more customer centric, is by asking the questions of, okay, well, we want to do something. Well, why is it CISA needs to be doing something? Is this a role that CISA needs to play, or is there a solution out in the industry that can meet this need? I would argue that there are national security repercussions to not doing that, to not asking those questions, to not thinking about our customers' experiences as early as possible when we're starting to build something or put forth an initiative or push out a policy.
Jonathan Craden is Director of Customer Experience at CISA. Also included in the ACT-IAC panel was Vashon Citizen, Head of the Digital Services Division with USCIS. If you missed any part of this episode, you can find it online. Head to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Federal Insights. I'm Eric White.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights, sponsored by Okta on Federal News Network.
The executive order on cybersecurity is a big step towards securing our nation through zero trust. It starts with identity, and Okta leads the way with a modern FedRAMP authorized identity cloud that supports NIST, CISA, and other zero trust standards. Okta centralizes identity and access, delivers strong multi-factor authentication, and integrates all your technologies with a vendor-neutral approach. Learn more at okta.com/fedzerotrust. That's okta.com/fedzerotrust.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with this message for veterans. Did you serve in the military? Veterans should take note of a new life insurance program called VA Life. The program provides guaranteed acceptance of whole life insurance coverage to veterans 80 and under with any level of service-connected disability. Some veterans 81 and older may also be eligible. Guaranteed acceptance is a whole life policy that doesn't require a medical exam or ask health questions. It also doesn't have a limited 2-year window to sign up. Whole life insurance provides coverage for the life of the policyholder, provided that premiums are always paid. Premium rates are locked in for the life of the policy. For more information, go to benefits.va.gov/insurance. I'm Mike Richmond.